The Tacoma Washington Puyallup tribe is hoping to hear from Alaska natives who may have had relatives at the Cushman and St. George boarding schools there in the 1920s and 30s. Hundreds of Alaska natives and Indians from the Pacific Northwest were shipped to those facilities through the 1950s. The buildings transitioned from schools into hospitals during the tuberculosis era in the early to mid-1900s. Amber Santiago is a research assistant for the Puyallup Tribe's Historic Preservation Department. She says when she started piecing the history together, everyone she interviewed mentioned the Alaska Native people who went there.
They constantly, has anybody told you about the Alaskan Indians? Or, oh, there was a lot of Alaskan Indians there. Or, I know that a lot of the Alaskans were buried in your guys' cemetery. So there's always been made mention of Alaskan Indians.
During that time, the school and hospital was run by the U.S. government, but eventually the tribe got ownership of the buildings after the hospitals closed. Santiago says one Colville Indian woman who had worked at the hospital remembered collecting and storing the belongings of the Alaskans as they were admitted.
And they all had tuberculosis. There could have been like 200 to 300 of them, she said. And then she said that she remembers going into one of the rooms where they stored all the clothing, and she just could smell something very strong. And then she finally found the bag, and it was an Alaskan man's bag, and it had his seal skin boots. And she said there was some kind of oil on it.
The woman told Santiago that the Alaskans were quiet and well-behaved, but they were treated poorly because they were very shy and spoke little English. She says the tribal cemetery has a separate area where Alaska Natives are buried in a government plot.
It's closed off by like a small wall, like a cement wall, and the majority of the headstones just say at rest, if they say anything at all.
Santiago says the Puyallups hope to help find relatives and match death certificates with family records. She says eventually they want to build a memorial with a listing of all who are buried there.